welcome to the David Crutt podcast. Today's episode is a brief interview between David Crutt and artist Vusi Beauchamp, whose solo exhibition, The Cult of One, features large paintings from the artist's studio, alongside unique painting transfers on paper made at the David Crutt workshop in Johannesburg. This exhibition is a result of a first-time collaboration with Vusi, whose work explores visual narratives that comment on social and political landscapes in South Africa and around the world. His work employs popular culture, satire, and stereotypes to produce provocative imagery and symbolism. In this interview, we found out more about Vusi's medium and process, the works on show in The Cult of One, and his experience working in the workshop. For more information or to view available artworks, visit our website.
Vusi, listening to you talk about the paintings, there's a very structured sort of narrative which is about the positioning of things, and it's so resolved that I was wondering at what stage do the ideas come about, which then at the end come out in your narrative of the final work.
I tend to work on multiple paintings at the same time, but at the same time I do write notes to remind me the process of sort of like tackling this idea that I have, that I want to almost sort of like photographically impose on canvas, but at the same time I need to have like these layers of imagery that sort of like doesn't become another poster of some sort. But the idea is to make the work as well to look loose, to look like vandalism of some sort, spray paint, you know, marks of paintings with misleading words, but at the same time capturing the essence of those words in a way that, you know, besides juxtaposing the words and with the imagery as well, to let the viewer into this world of, you know, to web of stories, untold stories, hidden stories, brushed away stories, whitewashed stories. It becomes almost, all these works become sort of almost like collages of conversations where the imagery on a canvas sometimes just disappears and text comes forward, or vice versa.
So is it, when you say conversation, is it your conversation with the work, and you're building up the narrative as you go along? Because it's such a, let's say, loose structure, but it's so coherent when you talk about it. So it's interesting, the structuring of it. It's like with a shoot, you're positioning everything, and that's evolving as you're doing the painting. And then when you step back on the completion of the work, you see all those segments,
yes,
coming together in an expected or an unexpected way.
I just had a conversation with Amy now, and she mentioned that I tend to use two heads in most of the paintings, and it just struck me now that actually, yeah. So I suppose when I'm in that, in the mode of interrogating, because I see more of interrogating, the social life, political scenario of South Africa, you know, sort of like these conversations where they're open, you know, they're not closed, because they're just layers and layers upon of this unresolved stories and unresolved history. And with these so-called new ideas of a leader without, you know, corruption or clean. So all this conversation that I do present themselves on canvases. I look at history, I look at now, I look at what's happening in the TV, I look at what's happening in the world, and sort of like try and put it in this massive bowl and interrogate and see what am I looking for an answer, or I'm just digging for more questions where it might feed the narrative, give it more life.
Do you ever have anybody coming into your studio while works are in process and talking to you about the paintings?
You know, when I get into the zone of painting or to the, you know, a stage where now I've got enough framework to this narrative, I can start sort of like putting flesh into this frame or ideas to sort of like add in more and more. And when you're in that zone, I consume a lot of, you know, whatever I'm reading at the time, or newspapers, or just, you know, current affairs, what's happening. And I just get too absorbed to the point that I don't realize that, you know, I need to put my shorts on, my whatever, I need to shower. You know, so I get so So whatever outside interaction, if people come in the studio or view, it does not definitely affect my work.
The paintings are sort of begun and ended pretty cohesively, or do they stay on the wall for a long period of time?
They all stay on the wall for a long time until, like one of the artworks, Beauty and the Beast, you know, just the guys were there to bubble wrap and they were busy putting bubble wrap on the artwork, and I realized something is missing in there. And I just took a spray paint and just added Beauty and the Beast, you know, sort of like a nice seal of just nice send off.
You don't ever go into a gallery having homework and start working on it in the gallery?
I've done it once.
Have you?
Yeah, spray paint, it was long ago. So
is spray paint very immediate and exciting?
It is, it's a very immediate medium to use, you know, as well. And it dries quickly as opposed to oil paint, where it can take 2 months just to dry. That's why I like to paint multiple artworks at the same time. The other ones just waiting for the art to dry to some degree that I can work on it. Since I work with layers and layers of paint and spray paints and other mediums.
Did you do a lot of spray work in the streets as well? Did you used to do?
Yes, I tried to experiment with that, sort of like the studying student days, adding a bit of graffiti and photography. So it's very expensive exercise and all that, but I think that has given me a skill of being loose with the spray paint and a skill of being free with it on canvas as well. So yeah, it's more of a mental preparation of sort of like using a very uncontrollable medium like spray paint, you know. It does bring a bit of confidence when I need to do something immediately and voilà.
The continuity, and please, we're going to be doing another show with you now. Yes. As well, in a different location. The theme that is running, pervades through your work, will continue pervading through your work. So the works that were in the show, were the other works on the wall, which are in process as well, or was everything that's in the show, all your completed works in your studio?
No. There's more works on paper that were part of the whole conversation, the whole show. So these are sort of like the best that give that meat in the whole frame of this conversation, the cult of one. So it's more like building a pyramid, but at the same time, one stone, sometimes some of the stones, they just need more time to be, you know, find well and, you know, take away the chips and refine properly to fit in nicely in the story, in this structure. So with the cult of one, the beauty of it, that it can be anywhere in the world where it's always, it can be interpreted in, you know,
universal
the way.
Yeah,
you know, the cult of one man, the cult of one leader, the cult of one ego, the cult of, you know, so it's
cult of Bussi.
Yeah.
But also, yeah. Working at our workshop down in Arts on Main,
yeah.
Has that influenced you in any way? That influenced the paintings?
You know, when I came for the show, I was blown away as well that some of the earlier paintings that are here, they're so connected with the works from the workshop that I did earlier, where I felt like, oh my goodness, I need to add more to sort of continue this narrative, you know, through monotypes and canvas, sort of like to come together and make sense, you know. I was just blown away that even the earlier monoprints, they sort of fit in nicely with this narrative. So it just shows that, you know, when that story, the narrative that, well, I'm busy pushing, I'm busy working towards, it stays in the mind, you know. It's sort of like, it becomes almost like automatic for me to sort of like take it to another level of adding more of this. I mean, as the news carry on, you know, or keep feeding us more information. So it's sort of all these things that are, but it's still playing a big part of what's happening in the world. I need to feed that information myself.
So regarding the work that was done at the workshop, are there any that you want to talk about or comment on?
The beautiful thing that happened to me while making these monotypes, you know, besides the great assistance from the printers, you know, I could take a conversation of some sort that I've been having with myself that might not as well translate very well on canvas on a bigger scale, but the size of the monoprints sort of gave me that direct, quick finish of this conversation, especially with the headed ones, made man, made by man made, you know, playing at the idea of, you know, who makes who in a political realm. You know, there's always someone's made by somebody or someone by the background of it. And what I loved about such a small little monotype, you know, it gave me so much headache, you know, to sort of like to try and, besides composition-wise, you know, to execute it very perfectly in a way. The man-made and made man sort of gave me that interesting challenge that, you know, that monoprints, you know, I can be loose as I want, as in with a big painting as well, and putting it together.
Those were the first you made. What was the last monotype that you made? Which image is that?
I think the last one is Cash Back or Rich Money, because I was a bit worried about the color scheme there that might not fit in with the other works on display. I've got a very interesting palette that I've been working on for years and years. And it changes there and there, but I think, you know, I was, you know, just for the monoprint side of things. That's why I was saying that it was amazing working with the printers, getting all the palettes right and all that, the colors. The color is very important. Coming from a painting background, you know, there's some accidents that can make a painting or just flop a painting. But with monoprints, I realized that there's always, you can even add more layers if you want. There's can be more and more. And at the same time, it's different. it's a different experience. And it managed my way of applying certain colors in certain mediums and versatile in that way. And yeah, just being
that's
very
exciting. After all these years, you've been learning another medium, adding to it, which I think must be. You know, we are so excited about it. It's going to be a nice journey, and it's so exciting. Well, hopefully, another visit to the workshop in due course, and then the continuation,
amazing.
And hopefully, we'll speak more. And just so much enjoyed listening to you talk about your work. That's why I was very keen to talk to you about
thank you
the stories that you tell, because more than political, I mean, it's your personal philosophy.
Exactly. Yes, definitely.
And I look forward to hearing more about that as we work together more and more.
Thank you. I like the more part. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you very much.